From the Heart, February 20. Dare to be a Daniel. Go away for now. When I have a convenient time, I will call for you. No matter how sinful we have been, no matter what our position may be, if we will repent and believe, coming unto Christ and trusting Him as our personal Savior, we may be saved to the uttermost. But how dangerous is the position of the one who knows truth but delays to practice it? How perilous it is for men and women to seek to amuse the mind, to gratify the taste and satisfy the reason, by neglecting what has been revealed as duty, and rambling off in search of something they do not know. Jesus says, "Walk while ye have the light, lest darkness come upon you." Practice every precept of truth presented to you. Live by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God, and you will then follow Jesus wherever he goeth. The Lord does not refuse to give his Holy Spirit to them that ask him. When conviction comes home to the conscience, why not listen and heed the voice of the Spirit of God? By every hesitation and delay, we place ourselves where it is more and more difficult for us to accept the light of heaven, and at last it seems impossible to be impressed by admonitions and warnings. The sinner says, more and more easily, "Go thy way for this time. When I have a more convenient season, I will call for thee." The souls that at first delay and hesitate, resisting light and pressing against all knowledge, have excellent intentions of making a square turnabout when a convenient season shall come. But the wily foe that is upon their track makes his plans to bind them by the imperceptible threads of evil habits. Character is formed by habits, and one step in the downward road is a preparation for the second step, and the second for those that shall follow. The children of God are to shine as lights in the midst of a perverse and crooked generation. But if right habits are not cultivated, they will give way to natural tendencies and will become self-sufficient, self-indulgent, reckless, covetous, revengeful, independent, self-willed, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God. The character of Daniel is an illustration of what a sinner may become through the grace of Christ. He was strong in intellectual and spiritual power. The Holy Spirit is to be in us a divine indweller. Then let gratitude and love abound in your heart to God.